You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Players in NCAA are going to be able to be paid directly from the universities. We've known about the NIL, the name, image, and likeness situation that's been going on for a few years now. But a court has ruled that now universities can pay directly to the student athletes. To discuss this, what's next, how it all is going to look, Daniel Kaplan covers sports. He's a sports business writer and now working on a piece for the Dispatch and joins us now on KMOX. Daniel, good to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is the ruling and how do we think this is going to end up looking? Because it could happen very quickly.
Well, there are a lot of tentacles to this ruling. You start with paying players. Each university or college will have a $20.5 million salary cap. They can pay that to players in any number of ways. But 75% is directed towards men's basketball and football, since those are the clear revenue-generating sports. How the universities and colleges distribute the remaining 25% of that $20 million over the other sports and whether the other sports can survive, that's the million-dollar question right now.
And just to clarify, because I was a little confused, that a judge decided that the NCAA will pay nearly $2.8 billion in back damages over the next 10 years. So the $20.5 million salary cap, that's completely separate than the $2.8 billion back damage payments, correct?
Right. The $20.5 million is moving forward, and the $2.8 billion in damages is for not paying players previously and not paying them NIL, which you mentioned earlier. And the NIL is a whole nother element of this. As your listeners probably know, in 2021, there was a Supreme Court decision, Alston versus NCAA, which found that the NCAA had violated antitrust laws by restricting educational benefits. This didn't directly lead to NIL, but the NCAA saw the writing on the wall and relaxed their restrictions on it. And basically all mayhem broke out in July of 2021 because there were no rules and regulations. And since then, there's been different state rules. There have been different university rules. There's been confusion over whether boosters can directly pay players, whether these collectives that the universities have formed to raise NIL money, what their legal status is. So the settlement tries to get a handle on that. But as we can discuss going forward, there's a lot of legal issues remaining.
Yeah, so that's where I was going to go with this, that there's still a lot of confusion about NIL, and the sentiment is that it is a mess, and it's really mm-hmm. difficult to navigate, and it's like a Wild West sort of situation. Those problems still exist, right?
Those problems still exist, and actually, so the settlement forms what's called the clearinghouse. All NIL deals over $600 have to go through this clearinghouse managed by Deloitte. It's called NIL Go, and it actually goes live on Wednesday of this week. So if you're a college athlete that signs a $700 deal with the local dealership, it has to be submitted to this clearinghouse. And what does the clearinghouse do? It determines whether the endorsement is a real endorsement or is it a disguised cash payment or payment for play. In other words, they don't want NIL deals disguised as NIL deals to lure players to play for colleges and universities, pay for play.
Okay, this is like confusing to me. Okay, so each university, just kind of recap here, $20.5 million salary cap. So the university can play a player. And then
they can play a player, and this is separate from marketing and endorsements. It's just simply for playing on the athletic
team. Playing on the team. And then NIL boosters can still kind of pay a player or with their NIL deals.
If there is a real NIL deal, the concern is that, say, a booster owns a chain of car dealerships. They say, we're going to pay this player $2 million over the next year to come play football for our team. And the player puts out two tweets in 2 years on the car dealership, and it's really just a disguised payment to come play, pay for play. So the problem becomes, this Deloitte Clearinghouse, NIL Go, is supposed to review these deals, and what happens when they say, no, this is not a real deal, and the player and his or her lawyer sue? And there's an attorney, Darren Heitner, who's very involved with the NIL business, and he put out on Twitter recently, or X, that he's going to probably have to expand his practice because of all the lawsuits he's anticipating from NIL Go.
And then just to clarify, too, these athletes can still get their full scholarships as well.
Of course, yes. They can get their full scholarships. In fact, scholarship limits have been relaxed as part of the settlement. Some teams' rosters are being reduced. So there's a lot of confusion about current players on teams, whether they'll get cut, or whether there'll be additions to other teams. And one thing to realize is most athletic departments don't make money. They at best break even. Mm-hmm. And now they're faced with $20.5 million, and that's going to rise 4% every year of the deal. They're faced with that new nut of money they have to pay out. Where is that going to come from? And the concern is it's going to come from the non-revenue sports, swimming, track and field, rugby, what have you.
Just on the surface, I think if it were possible to do and do it fairly, I think it would be nice for every university, Division I or whatever, to have a pool of money, and everybody has the same, so there's an even playing field there, and then to pay out with that. But the reality will still exist that some universities are just going to be able to spend a whole lot more money. Like, for example, KU is going to be able to pay a basketball player way more than, you know, Missouri State is going to be able to.
Absolutely. I mean, clearly the bigger schools with the bigger endowments and with the bigger, largest donors will do better here. But if you're the University of Alabama and you've got 21 sports teams and only two make money, and I mean, that may change as more money flows into women's basketball and women's softball, and maybe those sports start to break even. But you're still talking about 15 to 20 sports that don't make money. What happens to those sports as money is diverted from their budgets to the athletes getting paid? And that's the concern that a lot of these so-called Olympic sports and other sports like tennis and golf, that they will get shuttered. Those teams will get driven out of business because of this.
Daniel, how does Title IX play into this? Out of the $20.5 million salary cap, does half of it have to be on women's sports?
Half of it is not going to women's sports. As 75% is going to college football and basketball. There was a determination by the Trump administration that Title IX did not apply to this. So women's sports, I don't want to get political here, but they do not get as much money as the men. And partly that's revenues, but it's something that concerns a lot of people, that the boom in women's sports that we've seen over the last couple of years, could get could get hurt by the settlement.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just logical. Like, we all get it. Football, college football brings in so much money, and the whole push behind NIL is that, well, these players are bringing in millions of dollars for the college, so they should be compensated. But you kind of do open up a can of worms when you start paying the players. And I get it. They were bringing in the money, but it also means that Olympic sports or women's sports or women's Olympic sports, they're not bringing in millions of dollars in the way that football is.
No, but, we're moving so much further and further away from the collegiate sports experience when, you rooted for the college. And now it's these, I don't want to call them mercenary players, but they hopscotch from team to team for the highest NIL package. College sports is still very popular, as we see with the TV ratings for the college football championship series and the March Madness. But still, I mean, it appears we're losing something with the, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but we're certainly losing something with the transformation. I mean, it is a dramatic transformation of college sports.
I have no problem with an athlete taking a better deal for himself or herself, because I think any one of us would jump to a new job if we were going to be compensated, double or triple or whatever the situation might be. But also, I agree that there's something about it that's lost when every single year you have so many players transferring to other schools. Is there a legal way to prevent that from happening, or a way to lessen that one way or another? Is it possible, and is anybody even trying to do that?
Well, the NCAA has been lobbying Congress for several years for an antitrust exemption. Since the Alston decision in 2021, the NCAA has shied away from any concerted action. And having transfer rules that restrict players from transferring from one university to another would likely run afoul of antitrust rules. I mean, if you're a normal student at a university, there's very little that prevents you from transferring to a different school. Why should a college athlete be any different? So unless Congress grants the NCAA an antitrust exemption, I don't see any way around it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's been a transformation, and I don't have the answer. Like, I don't know that there is a good answer or a right answer. It's so much money got involved with these schools, and players weren't being compensated, and you attempt to fix one problem, and you've kind of created a thousand other complications. But I don't know what the answer is.
It's sort of like what happened to the Olympic movement when professionals were let in. It changed what the Olympics were. I always tell my kids I'm old enough to remember Miracle on Ice. I was like 10 years old when that happened. And that will never happen again when a team of collegiates pull off an upset in the Olympics, because everyone's professional now. And people thought it would ruin the Olympics, the amateur model, and the Olympics are more popular than ever. So college sports will, it will be different. It won't be as pure, if that's the right term, as some people will like, but it will remain popular. I think going forward for the next few years, the real question will be what happens to some of those low revenue sports. Will the schools stop funding them at a loss?
Daniel Kaplan, sports business writer. We are looking forward to the piece in the Dispatch about this. We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.